ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम् First Canto, 8th Chapter, Prayers by Queen Kunti, Text 29. Na Veda Kaschit Bhagavans Chikirshitam Tabeha Manasya Nrinang Vidambanam Na yasya kaschid doita asti karhichi dveshas cha yasmin vishama matir nrinam. Na does not, Veda no, Kaschit, anyone, Bhagavan, O Lord, Chikirshitam, pastimes, Tava, your, Ihamanasya, like the worldly men, Nrinam, of the people in general, Vidambanam, misleading, Na, never, Yasya, his, Kaschit, anyone, Daitaha, object of specific favor, Asti, there is, Karhichit, anywhere, Dveshya, object of envy, Cha, and, Yasmin, unto him, Bishama, partiality, matihi, conception, nrinam, of the people. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial. Please repeat after me. O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's mercy upon the fallen souls is equally distributed. He has no one as the specific object of hostility. The very conception of the personality of Godhead as a human being is misleading. His pastimes appear to be exactly like a human being's, but actually they are transcendental and without any tinge of material contamination. He is undoubtedly known as partial to his pure devotees, but in fact he is never partial, as much as the sun is never partial to anyone. By utilizing the sun's rays, sometimes even the stones become valuable, whereas a blind man cannot see the sun, although there are enough sun rays before him. Darkness and light are two opposite conceptions, but this does not mean that the sun is partial in distributing the rays. The sun rays are open to everyone, but the capacities of the capacity of the receptacles differ. Foolish people think the devotional service is flattering the Lord to get special mercy. Factually, the pure devotee who are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord are not a mercantile community. A mercantile house renders service to someone in exchange of values. The pure devotee does not render service unto the Lord for such exchange, and therefore the full mercy of the Lord is open for him. Suffering and needy men, inquisitive persons or philosophers may temporarily connect with the Lord to serve a particular purpose. When the purpose is served, there is no more relation with the Lord. A suffering man, if he is pious at all, prays to the Lord for his recovery. But as soon as the recovery is over, in most cases, the suffering man no longer cares to keep any connection with the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is open to him, but he is reluctant to receive it. That is the difference between a pure devotee and a mixed devotee. Those who are completely against the service of the Lord are considered to be an object of darkness. Those who are completely against the service of the Lord are considered to be in abject darkness. Those who ask for the Lord's favor only at the time of necessity are partial recipients of the mercy of the Lord. And those who are 100% engaged in the service of the Lord are full recipients of the mercy of the Lord. Such partiality in receiving the Lord's mercy is relative to the recipient, and it is not due to partiality of the all-merciful Lord. When the Lord descends on this material world by his all-merciful energy, he plays like a human being, and therefore it appears that the Lord is partial to his devotees only. But that is not a fact. Despite such apparent manifestation of partiality, his mercy is equally distributed. In the battle of Kurukshetra, all persons who died in the fight before the presence of the Lord got salvation without the necessary qualifications, because death before the presence of the Lord purifies the passing soul from the effects of all sins. And therefore, the dying man gets a place somewhere in the transcendental abode. Somehow or other, if someone puts himself open in the sun rays, he is sure to get the requisite benefit, both by the heat and by ultraviolet rays. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is never partial. It is wrong for the people in general to think of him as partial. Na veda kashchin bhagavan chikirshitam tabe hamanasya nrinan birambanam na jasya kashchit daitasti karhichi deshashcha jasmin bishamamati nrinan. O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial. So, Queen Kunti is offering prayers to Sri Krishna. So it's being translated into Bengali. The idea of the English class is to learn English. Huh? What do we do? Shomnath? Okay. Anyway, make sure that they learn English also. Okay. Because if things happen easily, then there won't be any endeavor. So, Queen Kunti is offering prayers to Krishna, such beautiful prayers. And it is through the prayers we get to understand the unusual qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees offer prayers because the devotees know Krishna. And through their prayers, Krishna's identity becomes manifest. And as a result of that, those who hear those prayers also get to know about Krishna. Actually, if we properly follow these prayers, then we'll be able to understand Krishna. Let us consider this one verse. Through this one verse, we can understand Krishna so wonderfully. What is Kunti Devi saying? Kunti Devi is saying that no one actually knows you, Krishna. Nabeda kashchin bhagavansh chikirshitam. The pastimes of Krishna cannot be understood by ordinary people. Why? Because Krishna acts in a very wonderful way, especially when he acts like a human being. When Krishna acts like a human being, his pastimes as a human being is so wonderful that people may consider him, if they do not understand him, if they do not recognize his pastimes, then they may think that Krishna is a human being. Like Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is like a cowherd boy. Krishna is a cowherd boy. He's not even a city boy. He's a village boy. And there he didn't have any education. He didn't go to school. He didn't even go to Gurukul. That's why when Krishna went to Mathura, Krishna and Balaram, Vasudev and Ugrasen and other senior members of the Jodhu family thought that Krishna needs to go to school and study. Otherwise, he'll remain illiterate. So it seems that Krishna's pastimes are so wonderful that even those who are around him cannot understand his pastimes. But that happens due to the arrangement of Jogamaya. So now Vasudev thought that, oh, my son had been brought up in the village with the other village boys, cowherd boys, and from morning till night he was just tending cows. So there is a need for him to get some education. So they decided to send Krishna to the ashram of Sandipani Muni. That's where Krishna came to Ujjain. Sandipani Muni's ashram was here, and Krishna and Balaram came here to study. Now, does Krishna need to be educated? Actually, Vedascha Sarvairahameva Vedya. In all the Vedas, Krishna alone is to be known. And Vedanta Krit Veda Vide Eva Cha. Krishna is the compiler of the Vedas, and Krishna is the knower of the Vedanta. Vedanta Krit Veda Vide Eva Cha. Krishna actually originally gave the Vedas to Lord Brahma. So does Krishna need any education? Actually, all education is centered around Krishna. Jasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. Knowing him, everything becomes known. Jasmin prapte sarvam evam praptam bhavati. And by achieving him, everything becomes achieved. So that is Krishna. So why does Krishna have to go for education? But in this pastime, Krishna's activities are so wonderful, especially they're so beautifully arranged by Yogamaya that even his devotees cannot understand him, cannot recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's what Kunti Devi is saying, that your human-like pastimes are so wonderful that one cannot understand you, cannot recognize you as God. Rather, they think you to be an ordinary human being. Now, there are two types of people: devotees and non-devotees. So Krishna's pastimes, these human-like pastimes, Naro-lila, is so wonderful that those who are non-devotees, they think that Krishna is an ordinary human being. And even the devotees think that Krishna is a human being. But there's a difference. Devotees in Vrindavan are thinking that Krishna is a human being is not out of their ignorance about Krishna, but they think Krishna to be so dear to them that they think that Krishna is my son or my friend or my lover. Whereas the materialistic people think, oh, Krishna is a human being. So if Krishna can be worshipped as God, if people can worship Krishna, if people worship Krishna as God, then I also can become God and people will worship me. So for non-devotees, it is bewildering. Krishna is God, Krishna is a human being, I am a human being, so I can become God. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki Jai, Shri Gaur Nithai ki Jai. So Krishna can be God, so I can be God. But the devotees are not competing with Krishna in that way. They don't think that Krishna is God and that God is my so dear to me. They think that Krishna is very dear to me. And their feeling is, whether Krishna is God or not, it doesn't matter. The devotees are subservient to God, Narayan. They worship Narayan, they worship Ram, they worship Nrisimha, the devotees of Vrindavan. But they don't worship Krishna. They don't worship Krishna. They love Krishna. That's the difference between love and worship. Oisharjo Shithil Prem, this mood of awe and reverence reduces the love, hinders the love, obstructs love. So, it is general, the understanding is that our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be of love, not of awe and reverence. Especially those who are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are in the path of worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they develop their loving relationship with Krishna. They worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the purpose is to develop their loving relationship with Krishna, Braja Prem. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So it is Kunti Devi is making this, offering these prayers to Krishna. That people misunderstand you, seeing you in your human-like form. They think that you are also a human being. But is Krishna a human being? No. Actually, there is a very wonderful Christian concept that says man has been created according to the image of God. So that is the clear understanding. That's the real understanding. Man has been created according to the image of God. Man's form is like the form of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead very mercifully has given man, human beings, a form that is identical to his form. So that they get an opportunity to develop their relationship with him. So it is not that God is man or man is God. God's original form is identical to the human-like form. He is God and we are living entities. We are human beings. We'll always remain living entities. It is not that at some point we will become God by practicing yoga or by practicing some austerities and penances. He has given us a form which is identical to his form. But that form, his original form, is transcendental. Satchidananda. His form is Satchidananda. Whereas our form is our form Satchidananda? No, this form is Asat, Achetan and Nirananda. And this form is made of five elements of nature, material form. Our body is material. Krishna's body is spiritual. Krishna's body is transcendental. Our body, our form is Panchabhutatma. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. With these five elements, this form has been made. But one thing is that because we got this form, we have the opportunity, we have the prerogative to develop a loving relationship with Krishna. Because Krishna, because of this form, we can develop our emotions towards Krishna. When Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes becomes manifest, we can very easily take part in that pastimes because of our natural human-like affinities, propensities. As a human being, we love. As a human being, we develop relationships like friendship. As human beings, we develop relationships like parental. As human beings, we develop relationship like conjugal. Like these are the human prerogatives. In the other forms, not only in the lower forms, like naturally in the lower form, these kind of relationships are not available. Like do the animals have friends? Do they put their arm around their friend's shoulder and go for a walk and talk about their intimate feelings? Do the animals have parental? Some little bit of parental affection may be there, but that doesn't last for very long. A dog mother dog is affectionate to the puppies, the pups. But when the puppies grow up, the dogs grow up, do the mother care? No. The birds, when the baby birds are small, the mother birds come and feed the babies. But when they grow up, they don't have any relationship. So, the animals cannot experience friendship and parental and conjugal relationship. Does the animal ever fall in love with another female animal and write poetry? No. These reciprocal relations, these relationships are only there in the human beings. These relationships are not available in subhuman species. And even among superhuman species, these relationships are not that intense. Among the demigods, the parental relationship is not there. Friendship also is not there. They're too busy taking care of their business. They have some friendship, a little bit of friendship, but they don't have developed friendship like human beings. As human beings, we have this opportunity to develop deep relationships based on our emotions. Now, if those emotions are properly applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we can experience that joy out of those relationships. That is the unusual bestow of Krishna's mercy, unusual expression of Krishna's mercy upon human beings. As human beings, for example, Kunti Devi is Krishna's aunt in this pastime. Arjun is his nephew. Do the dogs have aunt and nephew relationship? I'm sorry, Arjun was Krishna's cousin, not nephew. Arjun was Kunti Devi's nephew. Do they have, the animals have this kind of relationship? Mama, chacha, mami, phupa, dadi, dida. Do they have these relationships? Thakurma, didima, mama to bhai, pisto to bhai. These relationships are not there in animals. But human beings, they have. Now also, these relationships are not there in the heavenly planets. There is no uncle, aunt in heavenly planets, and they don't relate to each other in that way. They are in a different mood altogether. They have relationships, but that's a different, completely different relationship. But in Krishna's pastimes there is, Narayan doesn't have a son, nor does Narayan have a father. Right? But Krishna has a father, Krishna has a son, Krishna has a grandson. They are developing their relationship with Krishna. Krishna comes home, the sons just flock around him and try to just deal with Krishna just as children deal with their father. Krishna is also grandfather. And Krishna deals with them in that way. Just as sometimes grandfather becomes a horse and the grandson rides on the grandfather's back, Krishna sometimes becomes a horse to his grandchildren and let them ride on his back. That is Krishna's human-like form. So this is how, through this Vrindavan pastimes and Dwarka pastimes, Krishna is giving the living entity an opportunity, an inconceivable opportunity. At least in Dwarka, Krishna is a prince, Krishna is king. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not even a prince. He's just a cowherd boy. And other cowherd boys treat him. What to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, They don't even treat him as a king or a prince. Sometimes they think that, well, I heard that Krishna is actually the son of Vasudev. So Krishna is actually from the royal family. But then the feeling is, well, Vasudev is in prison, he has lost his kingdom, and Kamsa has completely subdued him. And in this way they feel some sort of pity for Krishna. Oh, although Krishna is a son of such a rich man, he is living like a poor man in a poverty-stricken atmosphere of Vrindavan. And what Krishna is doing, he is tending cows from morning till night. And when Krishna went back to Mathura, some of them felt like that. See what Nanda Maharaj did? He just used him to tend his cows. And they get upset. They get upset thinking that. Not Vasudev and Devaki, but someone like Kamsa's mother feel that way. Kamsa's mother is also Ugrasen's wife. So she's there, she's Krishna's grandmother. But she feels she's the queen, Ugrasen's wife. So she feels that, look what they used this prince. They sent him to tend cows in the forest. And they would get upset. Why did they do that? But the underlying principle of Vrindavan is love. Krishna was just a cowherd boy. And as a cowherd boy, other cowherd boys developed a very deep loving relationship with Krishna. A friendship, they are friends. And they are so attracted to Krishna that they can't stay without Krishna even for a moment. Like after tending the cows, when Krishna goes back home, the cowherd boys stand there in front of Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. Krishna is about to enter into the house. He is in the balcony. He is in the porch. And the cowherd boys just keep looking. They stand there and they just look at Krishna. And feel, oh, now Krishna is going to go home. We won't have his association. Krishna also turns around and just looks at his friends. And they just stand there looking at each other. And then Mother Yashoda comes and says, Krishna, come home, come inside. So she drags Krishna inside. And not only Krishna's friends, even the animals of the forest, they also walk with Krishna and stand in front of the house like that. Then some cowherd boys go back home. Some cowherd boys don't even go back home. They just stay there, lie down and go to sleep, waiting for the morning when Krishna, they would meet again with Krishna. And the animals, like deers and other animals, they also just lie down and go to sleep. So this is how they had their loving relationship with Krishna. So this human-like activities of Krishna, that is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnero jateko khela, tar modhe noro lila, noro bopu taharo sharup. All of Krishna's pastimes, the most wonderful, are most exalted, are his human-like pastimes. And this human-like form, noro bopu, Taharo Sharup, is Krishna's original identity. Krishna Sarup is human-like. Dibhuj Shamsundar, Benukar, Muralidhar. So that is Krishna's original identity. The original form of Krishna, Krishna's Swarup is Dibhuj, two arms. In Vaikuntha, Krishna is Chaturbhuj. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is Dibhuj. Krishna is Shamsundar. Krishna plays flute, Muralidhar. So these are the symptoms of the original Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. Vaikuntha's Narayan is not the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dwarkesh Krishna is not the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudev Krishna, son of Vasudev, is not the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna of Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshwatanay. Brajeshwatanay. Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Stadhamo Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. And Ramma Kachid Upasana Brajabodhu Vargena Jakolpita. The way the cowherd damsels worship Krishna, that is the highest form of worship. So that is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? At the time of? Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan.
But by knowing that Lord Krishna is God, can we develop friendship or conjugal relationship?
No. That kind of relationship will not be there if we know that Krishna is God. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Aisharjo Shithil Prem. Aisharjo, awe and reverence, opulence. When you know that Krishna is God, then automatically we will develop a feeling of awe and reverence. And then the love will become hindered. We won't be able to love Krishna. Therefore in Vrindavan, Jogomaya makes the residents of Vrindavan forget that Krishna is God. That's why they can relate to Krishna in that way. Because otherwise it's not possible to treat God as a friend. Right? If you know that God, Krishna is God, then how can you treat him as a friend? As a friend, what they do? They climb on Krishna's back. How can anyone put his foot on the body of God? That's not possible. But in Vrindavan it happens because they forgot due to Jogomaya.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, you were saying that the demigods don't have this kind of human relationships between themselves. So I was wondering, then they just have formal relationships and there's no feelings in their relationships? I find it very, very hard to comprehend what kind of relationship they may have.
Yeah. We'll speak without the mic, because the mic is a lot of pressure. Say it without the mic. Well, it is something like, it's an official relationship. you can say. See, like in a king's court, there are many noble people, right? The royalty, in the court of the king. There is a general, there is a minister, there is... You see, they all are busy with their royal responsibility. There is no time to develop friendship. They can't go out for a picnic. They're too busy taking care of the universal affairs. Right? So it's something like that. There? The general mood in the heavenly planet is like that. The way the human beings display their emotions, demigods cannot display their emotions like that. They don't have such deep emotions. Like they're so too busy to have their emotions displayed. It happens if you're too busy in your management, you don't have any time for friendship. Right? So demigods are too busy managing the affairs of the universe.
Hare Krishna Guruji. Guruji, how can we show our love and devotion towards Lord Krishna?
How can?
We show our love and devotion toward Lord Krishna.
Yeah, you practice devotional service. By practicing devotional service, you develop your relationship. First you have to know who is Krishna. Right? Then you have to know what is your relationship with Krishna. You recognize that you are a servant of Krishna. Then what does a servant do? Servant tries to serve the master. Right? So in this way, we practice devotional service. That is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Devotional service and practice. You chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you come to the temple, you attend the temple programs, you attend the classes, you read books, and that way you will develop, you will get to know Krishna. You will develop your relationship with Krishna. And then that relationship will become more and more intensified into love. It is not a sentimental thing. It is, love is real. Okay, let us consider what happens in the mundane platform. How do the loving relationship develop? Say the mother, the child is too little, too young, doesn't, although the mother loves the child, but the child doesn't know what the mother is doing for him. Because he doesn't know who is his mother, who is his father, what's his relationship with. But then when the child grows up, then he sees that his mother is doing so much for him. Right? And he gets to know that he's, because of his mother, he is here. Right? And then his love for the mother develops. Right? But as a baby, he doesn't know how to love his mother. He doesn't even know what love is. Right? Similarly, when we are babies in spiritual life, we do not know how to love Krishna. But as we gradually grow up, we develop our love for Krishna. How is emotion? What was your question? Emotions and? Love is emotion or reality? Yeah, it's both. Love is real and it is based on emotion. Right? It is, by love one becomes emotion, it is based on emotion. Right? Emotion means the feelings of the heart. Right? The feelings of the heart is the foundation of love. So, and when the love develops, love is real, love is there. But that love should be offered to Krishna. Otherwise, all other loves are temporary. No matter how much the mother loves the child, someday mother dies, or someday the child dies, and that love turns into agony. This separation causes so much pain. A boy and a girl fall in love. They feel that they won't be able to live without each other. They get married. And after they get married, after a few months, they can't even stand the sight of each other. They start fighting like cats and dogs. And then the love affair ends in a divorce. Right? And then they go to the court and they fight like the worst enemies. See, that is the love affair of the material nature. But that's not the case with love of Krishna. Love for Krishna is real.
Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanyas means he is the worshipable person in the as a son of Nanda, he is a worshipable person. So in Vraja, these devotees, they never worshipped him, they loved him. So how to understand this, that their love and their worship is?
Yeah, what we have to understand that we are not in Vraja. Right? Those who are in Vraja, they have pure love for Krishna. They don't worship Krishna. But we are not in Vraja. We are suffering we are rolling in the gutters in the material nature. So to try to imitate the activities of Vraja will not be proper. So therefore we worship. What is the worship? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the way the residents of Vrindavan worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. Because that's the deepest love. So we must try to understand what that relationship is like. Not imitate that. Try to understand that. Try to appreciate. From here, we know that Krishna is God. So we should worship him. We should not imitate the activities of the residents of Vraja and go into the altar and climb onto Krishna's back, putting our foot on his body. No. So I'll stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Radhashtami. So maybe we can prepare something for Radhashtami tomorrow. Tomorrow there'll be fasting till noon, and at noon there'll be Radharani's aarti and Pushpanjali to Radharani, worship of Radharani. And we can also sing Radhikashtakam tomorrow. Maybe Radhashtami, the invitation is at noon. You send the invitation. We can invite others, to those who are nearby, to come for the morning also. Rajan, tell everyone to come for Radhashtami tomorrow. And we can sing some bhajans, Radhika Ashtakam. Today is Lalita Devi's birthday. Oh, Lalita Devi. No, it cannot be. It's not just the day before Radhashtami. 2 days before, right? That's what you. Anyway.